Deborah, with her 30 years of being an entrepreneur and creating over 7 companies, knows exactly what it means to accept the mission. When you make that decision, when you accept the mission to become a solopreneur, to take yourself and your talents to market, then you embrace a life of not only unlimited possibilities, but also the unknown. It's an elixir of fear and bravery that only someone who's taken the leap really understands. On our show, Deb digs deep with her guests to highlight what you, the listener, wants to know. The stories, the whys, and the hows to navigate the journey to success. Get ready to hear from some of the most incredible mission takers from Generation Z to Boomers. So sit up, perk up, and get ready to be blown away. Now here is your host, Deborah Drummond.
Hey, okay. So we're talking about everybody's favorite subject today. If you have not been following along with our videos and getting smarter, wiser, and healthier, then you need to scroll up. You need to go to the YouTube account and you need to watch, because Raman, this amazing man who has taken on the quest, his quest is training 2 crazy girls to walk across 10 marathons. And our quest is to take his lead and get the job done. But in the meanwhile, I've been learning a lot and thought you guys would like to learn a lot about all the different aspects it takes to just stay healthy from a long-term perspective. I mean, my background's health and wellness, but you can't know everything about everything, right? And I always say, go to the expert. So we've been learning so much. And this is the class that everybody wants to go to because it's one of the most controversial, I think. And that's about the role that fats play in your body. Because as soon as we hear the word fat, we're so wired to, you know, with every magazine we read and everything we scroll and blah, 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 to lose fat, not eat fat, don't do fat, da, da, da. And I don't even think we really know the role that it plays in our body. All we know is that we see the word and we want to put it, you know, in a red circle with a line through it, right? Because we're all obsessed about not being in that state or not being fat, or does fats make us fat or whatever. Anyways, don't ask me. Let's ask Raman. Raman, what are we going to do with this fat situation?
Hi. I hope everyone is good today. And we are, as you said, talking about the, or maybe going to understand the role of the fat in our diets. So we are mostly focused on the essential fatty acids. But in general, when talking about the fat or eating the fat, people are all thinking about talking about the bad or undesirable substances to eat. That is not necessarily true. The fats are very important role or positive role in our diet and in our health. The fatty acids are a major component of the fat food that carry the property of the fat. So when I talk about the fat, I'm not mostly talking about the food fat. I'm talking about the fatty acids that carry the property. So not all the fats are the same. We have like categorized as a good fats and a bad fats, something like that. So let's start with the good fats. The monounsaturated fats, they are those fats that lower total cholesterol in our body. I mean, talking about the LDL, the cholesterol that we consider as a bad cholesterol, while increasing the HDL, those cholesterol that we consider as a good cholesterol for our body. We can find mostly these kind of fats in the nuts, including the peanuts, walnuts, almonds, pistachio, and these kind of nuts. Also, the avocado, virgin olive oils has a very high or good source of the monounsaturated fats. The second category is polyunsaturated fats. They are also lower the cholesterol and the LDL, the bad kind of cholesterol, that you can find them in the seafoods like salmon, fish oil, and they are very rich in the polyunsaturated fats. Also, the omega-3 fatty acids belong to this group that later on we're going to talk about those as a very essential for our body. Now let's talk about a little bit the bad fats. So there is a saturated fats that in general public consider them as a bad fats. And the reason is they raising the total blood cholesterol, including the LDL, the bad type of cholesterol. But it's not simply true. I mean, not all of the saturated fats are bad or necessarily be bad for our body. Saturated fats are mainly found in animal products, such as meat, dairy, eggs, and seafoods. Also, some plants or plants food are high in the saturated fats, like the coconut oil and palm oil, that they are considered also as a good fats, but they are categorized in the saturated fats. But what we have to avoid are when we are talking about the fats and consider that are bad or not good for our body, they are the trans fats. The hydrogenated fats that they provide a better shelf life. Those that results from hydrogenation, trans fatty acids that are formed. You can find them in commercial packagings, those kind of foods. Like the French fries, like the fast foods, packaging snacks, microwave popcorns, the vegetable packagings with the like, or those hard margarine sticks, those kind of fats are trans fats that are not good for our health. So let's go back for the essential fatty acids. The EFA stands for essential fatty acids. The imbalance of these fatty acids in our body, deficiencies or imbalance, are extremely common. They cause, these deficiencies cause most likely from the high percentage of the cooking or overcooked foods, highly processed, the refined foods and oils, and these kind of the foods. The studies shows that the high rate of the depression, one of the major results of the lack of the essential fatty acids in the body, deficiencies or imbalance. Of course, it's not limited to that. The inflammatory problems, the heart and vascular problems, neurological problems, and these kind of results of the lack of the essential fatty acids in our bodies. So as we can see, the fats are not necessarily bad, but also they are very necessary for a healthy lifestyle and maximize our health or boosting our health to the next level. The things we need to know about the roots that they can be absorbed in our body. Unlike the proteins and carbohydrates that they are absorbed through the liver, I mean the breakdown and rebuild in the liver, they took a different path to absorb into the lymphatic system and dump in our bloodstream. So they took a different path. It means, or that being said, the fat the person consume or eat, they directly incorporate it into their body, the body cells. So if they consume lots of bad fats, the hydrogenated or trans fats, those are the fats that body gonna be forced to use. Okay. So because they are not filtered, they are not break down through the process like the liver and rebuild again in the way body required, they are dumping in our blood vessels and go through the tissues directly. So if we use not high quality fats, they're gonna store as is in our body. So the essential fatty acids are essential because the body cannot synthesize them or sanitize them. And the body must be consumed through the diet. It's what makes them essential. There are two major of the essential fatty acids, the omega-3 and omega-6. Also, there is omega-9 that is very necessary but is not considered as essential. The reason is the body can manufacture a limited supply of these omega-9s. But if we get it as a supplement, it would be very good for our body later on. We're going to talk about that. So let's talk about the functionality, what they are doing in our body. Actually, they have a very deserved functions. They play roles in cardiovascular, in reproductive immune system, the nervous system, and to manufacture and repel the cell membranes, which is critical to cell to obtain the optimum nutrition and exert the waste out of the cell. So they are, as you see, they are very critical for proper and keep the health in a proper standing. There's another important roles, like the involving the production of the prostaglandins, which regulate the functions for heart rate, blood pressure, blood clotting, fertility, conception, immune function, regulate the inflammations, and the fighting with infections. So as you see, they are really essential for our health. They are very important. We have and to consume a proper amount of the good type of the fats for our body. In children's, the growth of the children, for growth require the essential fatty acids, especially for their neural development and the maturation of the sensory system. The fetus require adequate supply of the essential fatty acids that should be found in the mother diets and intake. So for optimum health, we need the fats, but we need good type of the fats with the proper amount of the fats. So both are important, that how much and which quality.
I was just going to say, I think that we really, with the increased sales of avocados, like, you know what I mean? I mean, everyone that I talk to, every restaurant that you go to, you can even get grilled avocado now as an option. You can get tofu, shrimp, pork, fish, chicken, and grilled avocado. The first time I saw that, I was like, wow. And the whole conversation around fats, and I think everyone's using as many avocados because it's a pretty easy go-to for most people in around the world to get to, but just people are becoming very conscious. Obviously we've become very conscious on what fats, but it's really interesting to see the roles, particularly I don't think when people think of brain health, that they think of that and nuts and different nuts. Now, I mean, it's always easy to tell because walnuts are good for the brain because they actually look like the brain. And so there's a whole now nut butters are quite popular. Those are good as well, I'm assuming, or?
Yes, if they be not hydrogenated, yes.
Okay.
If they do, then they lose the quality. So right. Yes, as you said, it's a very good thing that the general public knowledge is getting more the information are more easy and accessible. And the interesting point is the 21st century people are very conscious about anything. They have very good access to the information. If you're going to buy some product or service, we spend enough time to do our homework, to do the research and find the best, narrow down, get the most better deals and everything. Most of us know exactly our favorite brand, when gonna do the promotions or what's the newest in the market. Mm-hmm. If we do the same to our nutrition, if we do the same to start to educate ourselves about our health, I can say we're gonna live over 100 years with healthy on our own food, easy. The problem is our nutrition, I mean, for health, for optimum health, we require the three golden keys. The first and foremost important is the nutrition. The second is the proper rest. When I'm talking about the rest, I'm talking about turn off everything. When you're sleeping and your conscious functions or orders to your brain just stand by, then your brain have a chance and a time to sit and balance everything, your glands, your hormones, and take care of everything that or itself to take off the waste that during the day it's producing the brain and be ready fresh for the next challenging day. So if we don't have a proper sleep or deep sleep to turn off everything, it could be make a problem over the time. And the second one is the physical activities. Those physical activities pump our blood through the vessels, keep all the cells highly nutritioned, and also give us enough strength and stamina to do the job, to do the work, to live better. So if we have a problem with any of these three golden key, our health gonna be compromised.
Right, right. And you know, I know we're not going down that topic, but I just recently spent a weekend at our university here with Ayurvedic doctors, and the four topics that we covered was anxiety, depression, multiple sclerosis, and cancer. And so in those studies and the numbers show that, interesting, you were talking about how as a culture, we research, we have access to information, we, you know, and some of the things that we don't do in terms of good nutrition, good sleep, you know, that kind of good rest type of stuff that you're just talking about, that the countries that have the highest ratio of cancer are the companies that are the highest developed. We have higher access to medical. We have higher access to what's considered, I'm not going to say the word cure, but, things that people can do medically to help with those conditions. And it was just a very interesting thing to note with just lots of documentation that these doctors were sharing that, you know, we do research probably a lot more on the sale of our favorite glasses or couch or the TV, or are we going to buy an iPhone that, you know, versus a Samsung versus a this. And we do a lot of research and time and energy and effort on the things, but sometimes not necessarily so much on our health and the things that we do for that. So interestingly, that the more developed and availability that we have, we tend not to be as healthy as countries that don't have as much access to resources and lifestyle that we have come to live by, right? So the conveniences of a, you know, first world country lifestyle. So yeah, I think true. What you're talking about is very much back to basics.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. If you would be able to create a consciousness about curiosity, about the just spend 5 minutes, 10 minutes every day to learn more about the world inside ourselves, it's going to guarantee our health in a long time, in a long run down the road to our life journey, rather than take all those trial and errors that everyday science comes up with it. Do this, don't do that. Yeah, they are all good, but they are over the time you can see the new research and studies are completely opposite of the previous studies and everything is changed. But when we are talking about the thousands of years ago, the ancient people, or they live very healthy for a longer time of, they usually live longer than 100 years. And it's the reason it comes, human live 100 years, with the very basic nutritions. They didn't know anything about the nutrition, about the facts, about the science behind this, nothing. They just consume healthy, raw, and not refined products, and they were good to go for a long time.
Yeah.
They had the physical activities.
I mean, I think you said one of the key words is not refined. I think, you know, that's prominent. That's prominent. So, well, thank you so much. Again, another insightful video, and there's many more to come. So we thank you. We know that you're getting happier and healthier, and you're sharing this information. And even if you just take a little bit You know, if you just take a little bit now, those omega-3s and 6s, or yeah, I need to add an extra day of exercise, or yeah, I'm going to add another 15 minutes or 5 minutes onto what I already do. All of those slight edge things and activities make a difference in what we're talking long-term health. And let's just get across that darn country, shall we? So thank you, Roman, for being an expert today. And we will see you guys again on the next video.